This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A person might sin. Allah Azza wa Jal immediately sends such a person a calamity, or a reminder, or a warning, or a message. What is expected is that you wake up and you say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah Azza wa Jal has awoken me from my heedlessness. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And you put that commitment in your heart never to return to the sin. If you fall again, refresh again, once again. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Pray rak'atayn. Do some kind of good deed and refresh that relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? This is what you're supposed to do because everyone sins. However, there are certain people. They are tested with sins. Sins once and again and a third and a fourth time and fifth and sixth. Until his heart becomes black and sealed. Such a person, he chose the path of misguidance for himself. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ When they chose the path of misguidance, Allah misguided their hearts. Right? This is what happens. Allah gives you a chance, and then you don't take by this chance, and you continuously feel طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ Transgression after transgression, blindly, not caring about the revelation that's between your hands. And that's when a person becomes a friend for a shaitan. Then he's proven his loyalty. He's worshipped him. He's obeyed him once, twice, three, four, five times, 10, 100 times. No tawbah in between, no forgiveness, no nothing. He became a friend. He's loyal now. He's worshipping him. He's obeying him. Wallah Azza wa Jal said, Alam aqul, alam ahad ilaykum ya bani Adam, alla ta'budu shaytan? Didn't I say to you, do not obey him? Tayyib, then this is how a person becomes an ally of a shaytan.